This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into the third hour. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
The Myers-Briggs test being torn apart by Vox.com. It is not it's a very, very popular test, but it is not what it seems to be. It is not an actual accurate way of representing who people are and, you know, what their personality types are, which is what everybody thinks about it. But there's a lot of information here, and we're going to get back into why it's basically total BS, or mostly. We'll get into that, but first, your calls, your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. We go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line here. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I wanted to tell you something I dreamed up all by myself. I hope it catches on.
Right.
And maybe we can figure out a way to make it work. But it's called Break a Law Today. And I think it could be, you could use something like a Twitter account to broadcast to all the followers what law needs to be broken on that specific day. And that way people all across the country could break one specific law. And this, the reason what you would want to do this is to train people to realize that the laws don't exist, that they're not real, and that the authority behind them is nothing more than smoke and mirrors, that the people really don't have authority to tell you not to do things, especially if the people... Right, but they don't have authority. Authority and force are two different things. Authority is legitimate. Force is nothing more than, you know, I'm going to break your head if you do something. So that's force. But their authority doesn't exist, and if the people en masse, and that's the problem, you got to have a mass of people working together. If they all go out on one day, say, and just run stop signs. Okay, today's California stop day. Everybody goes out and they just roll through stop signs. Of course, don't do anything dangerous. You don't want to go through an intersection if there's a car coming the other way. But when you're at an intersection, you can see it's clear both ways. There's no point in coming to that full stop. Just roll through the darn thing as long as there's nobody there to give you a ticket. So one day could be California stop day, another day could be jaywalk day, and as the followers grow and as the movement grows, you move up to more and more serious offenses that nobody gets hurt. You know, they all have to be victimless crimes, of course, or victimless offenses. And as that mass of people grows and as the level steps up, people then get more brave and more bold to realize that the authority doesn't exist. If people don't want to follow the laws,
I don't see that that's going to work. I mean, if people are doing enough public disobedience, they're going to get arrested at some point, and then they will fully believe that authority exists because they won't see the difference between what you're saying here. I mean, the average person isn't going to understand.
You can't arrest 1 million people.
If they're spread out across the entire country, you absolutely can.
Yeah. I mean, are you talking about all of these people would live in the same city or that they would live around the world?
No, they would just be all over they could be all over the world, but I'm primarily thinking of USA. And, we're not talking about major violations that are going to result in an arrest, unless you start getting into, you know, smoke a joint day, which, you know, that could certainly be in the agenda, but it would have to be later on as the movement grows. Would step up to more.
Most people aren't willing to commit civil disobedience of any sort, even though they break laws every day in their own way, you know, probably without even realizing that they're breaking laws. So, and in that way, every day is break a law day because everybody's broken some kind of dumb law, whether it's be speeding or whatever. But, you know,
felonies a day.
Getting people to participate in civil disobedience is hugely difficult. I mean, because most people aren't willing to put their freedom on the line. They're not willing to pay more money to the state than they otherwise would. Because if I'm going to advocate someone do civil disobedience, I'm going to advocate they go all the way through and refuse to take the plea deal and refuse to, you know, go ahead and jump through the state's hoops. I want them to you know, not take the plea. I want them to go to trial. I want them to clog the court system. And, you know, the more of that you ask someone to do, the less likely they are going to participate. So I think you're going to have a tough time even finding 10,000 people who are willing to, in a coordinated way, break various different victimless crime laws. It's hard enough to find people who are willing to pick up their lives and just move to get active within the political system. I mean, it took 15 years to find just 20,000 people who would sign the Free State Project Pledge,
right,
which has nothing to do with civil disobedience. And the supermajority of people here would never do civil disobedience because they have all these other things going on in their lives. They got a family or a job or whatever it is. So, I'm not saying you shouldn't try this, but good luck.
So I wanted to pull
up
some...
Here's where I disagree with you.
Hold on, Gene.
Here's where I disagree with you, though. Because I'm not saying that you do this in front of the police so you're going to get in trouble. You do this on your own, in, you know, so that you can get brave enough to realize that the authority doesn't exist. So you run a
there's
stop
no
sign
bravery
when
in
there's
doing
no
something
cop
with
there.
No cop around. That's not a brave act. It's only brave to do it if there's a risk.
It's conditioning. It's conditioning the people to realize that the laws are not rigid. They're not written from God. That the finger of God didn't write that you need to stop at that stop sign. So it's a conditioning process to get people used to realizing that the laws don't exist. They're just fiction.
All right, Daryl, what were you going to say?
So I pulled up some statistics because I was curious about, you know, how many people wind up getting traffic citations every day
across the U.S.
across the entire country.
I'm going to get, do you actually have the statistics?
I've got a statistic for the annual number that was written in 2014,
annual.
And then I divided that by 365
per
to come
day.
Out with a daily number.
I'm going to just take a shot in the dark here, 100,000 a day.
Gene, would you like to take a guess?
It's got
to
be a million.
I was thinking it was going to be close to a million. The number that they have is only for speeding tickets.
Oh.
And it's 112,000.
Hey, not bad.
328.7.
Although I was thinking
per day.
More than speeding tickets, but yeah, that's a lot.
So it'll be a million. It'll be over a million.
But they're gonna get caught. I mean, even if you just run out...
No, they won't get caught. Not if you're careful. I run stop signs. I run 15 stop signs at least a day. I never get caught.
Well, people speed every day and they don't get caught every day.
Right.
Right. There are a lot more people that speed than the 112,000 people per day that get a speeding ticket.
There are plenty of people who speed and yet, you know, and they speed regularly and, you know, smoke pot or whatever else it is that they do to violate the law, and they don't believe that, you know, or they don't think that doing those things destroys authority. They still believe in the state. They still believe in controlling their neighbor just because, you know, they want to be free to be able to run a stoplight or whatever, but they don't want those other people to. So I don't know if it'll do what you're intending that it will do.
Well, anyway, I did open a discussion on it at Ron Paul Forums if somebody wants to jump in there and add their own 2 cents worth. But I personally, I think it would be – I think we need to find some way to condition people to realize that these laws don't really exist. They're nothing more than a fiction written on a piece of paper somewhere.
I agree with you there. I mean, there's no doubt that that's an important thing to communicate to people. I just don't know if what you're coming up with here is going to be successful. I'm not saying don't try it. By all means, you know, give it a go and see if you can get people to commit to it.
The cops most certainly think that the laws exist. The judge most certainly think the laws exist. The jail guards the jail, they think that the laws exist.
It's a mass hallucination.
Don't think the laws exist because they don't think the laws apply to them. So therefore, the cops, the judges, the politicians, they're the ones who realize that there is no law because they're the ones that have total disdain for the law. The people on the top know that law is fiction. That's why they don't follow them.
Well, I mean,
I think the reason they don't follow them is because they know that they're exempt from them.
It depends who you talk to. I mean, I remember Brad Jardis. We used to have him on the show. He was a cop for more than a decade, and he regularly read the statutes. I mean, they meant something to him. It was like his hobby to read the laws. I mean, so yeah, I think some of them do believe in it. But I get where you're coming from, Gene. And let us know how that project works out. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, I do agree with the goal of the project to sort of put the idea of law on its side and, you know, get people to disregard it. And we'll continue here. It's Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. Ian here.
And Daryl.
We were talking about the Myers-Briggs personality tests, and when we get a chance, we'll continue that discussion here. Vox.com's tearing it a new one, saying this thing is useless, that it is completely meaningless. And we'll get into more of those details here. Ian and Daryl in the studio. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to call us there. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want to discuss. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. And also want to let you know about the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, 101reasonsfilm.com. You're looking to maybe considering a move to New Hampshire, not so sure about what's going on here? Well, 101reasonsfilm.com, it's a free documentary film. It's an hour long, and it is packed full of great information about why New Hampshire is the best choice for people who love liberty. You don't want to miss this, and it's free, so really there's no reason not to watch it. 101reasonsfilm.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. First up, Joe is on the line in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Hey, Joe.
Hi, I'm glad you took my call.
Yes, sir. That's what we do.
I was listening to where you were doing the study on tests on people's personalities.
Yes.
And how it's misleading. Well, I don't know if they do it on all the schools, but here in Alabama they do testing to teach, to test people's academic scores, and they don't test them on necessarily the complete government way it was founded and all. They have their own opinion, and the teachers are told to teach it this way. And, you know, you were talking about the other tests sort of being fixed. These tests they're doing in schools are fixing the people's minds to the wrong way that really the country was founded. And
so are you talking about, like, the different aptitude tests that they do, like the SATs and the ACTs and whatever other sort of three-letter thing?
Exactly, Daryl. That's what I was talking about. And the teacher spends a lot of time, instead of just teaching history, they're teaching them how to pass that test in which the government wants them to learn it. And, you know, that is really wrong in my eyes. And yet the teacher is being accountable for wrong information.
Yeah, I know there are a number of teachers who are less than thrilled at the idea that they have to teach to these national tests, like these government-mandated federal government curricula or tests or whatever. And I don't know what all of them are called. And then there's also the military one. What's that, the ASVAB? So, yeah, I mean, I share your concerns. Sadly, though, government schools are not going anywhere anytime soon. So the best thing that parents can do is get their kids out of them. Withdraw your kids from these schools and homeschool or unschool and get them out of the system where they're being brainwashed. And it's not just the tests. I mean, there's also just regular curriculum. A lot of these textbooks are written by arch statists who believe in the state and want to communicate why the government is such a great thing to kids these days. And we've seen some of the, like, the handouts or the homework that's been sent home with some people, even as young as elementary school, and it's very, very disturbing, the idea, like, well, kids, you're either a Democrat or a Republican, and here's a little test that'll help you determine which one you are, which, of course, puts them in this false, again, another false choice, right? Those of us who believe in other choices, like third parties, would be very, very upset by this, or upset to the idea that, you know, some child is being asked to determine whether they're a Democrat or Republican at age 5. Or 10 or whatever. It seems like it's a little too early to start in on that.
Exactly.
Joe, anything else? Thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Tom is in Hudson, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. Tom in New Hampshire, going once.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi. You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, great. Yeah, it's about some of the Republicans in the news saying that they're going to block any Obama nomination. And, of course, if you say Obama nomination fast enough, it sounds like abomination. So I can understand what they would expect. But you know what would be hilarious is if Obama nominates Ron Paul to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's
why
not going to happen.
Why wouldn't he do that?
Well, if he should nominate Ron Paul, because Ron Paul knows a lot more about what the Constitution is really about than most members of Congress and most members of the Supreme Court are willing to admit to. And so
that's a nice thing to think about, but it's not even a realistic possibility.
Aside from the fact that Ron Paul has never been a judge
or an attorney,
Ron Paul is also older than the judge that just passed away.
Yeah, but it would be kind of funny after they play this, they're going to block the nomination, and then he picks Ron Paul. That would be hilarious.
I saw something online earlier today where it was a picture of Hillary and Bernie, and it said, please, Republicans, block the nomination. That way we can appoint Barack Obama.
Thanks, Tom, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Don't get your hopes up there. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Look, don't get me wrong. I'd love to see Ron Paul, you know, in some sort of prominent national position, just because any attention that Ron Paul can get from the media, I think, is a good thing for the ideas of liberty. But there's a reason why he's on the outskirts. There's a reason why he's the one vote in Congress. When he was in Congress, why he was Dr. No. He was the one person who would always vote no on things against, you know, the other, what is it,
435.
The other 435 of them, or 434 of them. So, yeah, Ron Paul definitely not going to be nominated for anything ever in the rest of his life as far as Washington, D.C. is concerned. I feel pretty safe in making that prediction.
Yes.
I don't like going out on a limb. I don't like making predictions, but I'll go ahead and make that one.
I don't think you're really going out on a limb.
No, that's true.
With that one.
That's not even going out on a twig. Let's go to Brian. He's on the line in, I don't know where, California, I think. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
just wanted to call in response to one of your callers, Gene.
Gene, the Christian anarchist, who wants to have a break the law day where every day a new law will be announced by someone who is apparently has a lot of obedient followers who want to break whatever laws the person says.
And at some point, you're either going to have to, you know, start repeating things or get very specific to a very, you know, one location or something. Because there's only so many things that would wind up being, you know, consistent law across the country or federal law.
So go ahead,
doesn't
Brian.
Have, you know, like, felony
with your thoughts. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out how ridiculous and confused you guys are. I mean, this guy calls in. He's making a claim that laws don't exist, and he tries to differentiate between the authority, the force, willing to back up these laws and the idea of them, right? And you guys are just so quick to agree with this nonsense, and you guys are you're willing to quickly say that laws don't exist and rights do, right? When it's just the opposite.
Nope, you're putting words in my mouth. I've never said that rights exist. I like the idea of rights, and I think people should believe and respect in that particular idea. And I think that laws are words written on, or, you know, what he would describe as laws are indeed words written on paper, but it is a mass hallucination to believe that those things have any actual authority. They are just simply words written by strangers. But if you'd like to continue, we can do that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Because I understand where Gene is coming from. The idea is that the government doesn't exist. There are just people who believe in it. And the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So rights are sort of the same way. Rights don't actually exist, but thankfully there are people who believe in that idea. That's a good idea. Rights are a good idea worth believing in. Government, not so much. This is Free Talk Live.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics, Signal Blocking, Anti-Radiation, Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. You can call us out if you want to. That's certainly acceptable. Call in about anything that happens to be on your mind. You can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. All of the features on our site we give away. Also, give away all the videos from Keenvention, the yearly convention that happens in the fall here in New Hampshire. So there's some really great events that happen throughout the year here. The Liberty Forum's coming up this week in Manchester. Then this summer, you've got the Porcupine Freedom Festival that will be happening in the northern portion of the state. In the fall, there's Keenvention, now entering its fourth year here in 2016, and it's happening November 4th through the 6th. The announcement just came out yesterday officially, and you, if you are a Free Talk Live listener, get $5 off your early bird ticket price. The pre-order tickets are available. $50 is the regular pre-order price. Knock $5 off of that by using code FTL when you check out through Eventbrite at tickets.keenvention.info. That'll take you right to the ticket ordering page, or just go to keenvention.info to learn more about the event. November 4th through the 6th, that's the weekend of the 5th of November. So I think it's going to be a fun Keenvention. Ooh. And a fun Hallowkeen, because Hallowkeen is going to be falling on the 5th of November, which is actually great for libertarians if you think about it, because you can be a cheapskate and buy your Halloween costume afterwards. after Halloween, because then they're all cheap, like, you know, 70% off or whatever. And you can also you can actually go to another Halloween party on Halloween, so you don't have to worry about losing your Halloween week, and you get another great Halloween party during Keenvention. So again, mark your calendar now, November 4th through 6th. Lock your tickets in at keenvention.info. And remember, there are only 100 pre-order tickets available. It's an intimate event. This is not some massive convention like the Liberty Forum is. Liberty Forum's a great event. Don't get me wrong. We're going to be there broadcasting live this week. But there are hundreds of people at Liberty Forum. You can't possibly meet them all. But at Keenvention, it's small. It's like around 100 people that attended last year. And so you absolutely can meet everybody at Keenvention, including dozens of great Liberty activists from across New Hampshire. Go to Keenvention.info and use code FTL when you order your tickets for $5 savings. Let's go back to Brian. Brian says, it's ridiculous to not believe in authority and the state. At least that's my understanding of what you're saying. Go ahead, Brian.
No, I'm just saying it's stupid to ignore the ability and the will to enforce these laws.
I don't think that Gene was ignoring that. I think he was saying that he does not believe in the idea of the state or the idea of authority, and separates the idea from the idea of authority from the idea of the use of force. And I agree with him on that point. I mean, if you think about it, a common thug who puts a gun to you and says, hand over your wallet, that thug doesn't have authority. He's just using violence against you. And the idea is that government has authority because it's legitimate use of force against people. And so that's, of course, what Gene and I are rejecting.
And what I was saying was there are a lot of people, judges, police officers, jail guards, etc., that, you know, they're going to act as if the law has some kind of authority because they think it does.
Okay, but you just got to admit, as far as authority is concerned, ultimately it comes down to the ability to use force.
No, it comes down to the ability to use force without consequence, meaning that people will see the use of force by the so-called authority as legitimate, whereas any other time someone robs or beats or murders another person, then most people will see that, you know, if it's just the Crips or the Bloods or just some scumbag who's doing it, they'll see that as not legitimate. But when the government does it, they've got badges, they've got courts, they've got all this window dressing to make people think that there's something other than the largest and most successful criminal gang. That's the idea of authority.
What determines legitimacy? If it's consensus, then it does exist. I don't understand your point there.
Mass hallucination doesn't mean that the thing that is being hallucinated exists.
Isn't that what really gives authority, though, at any one point in time? It doesn't matter.
Yes, the consent of the people who are being ruled, the belief in that authority is why it exists to them, but that doesn't mean it actually exists.
But there are surveys and reports that show that, like, 62% of Americans say that the federal government does not have the consent of the governed.
That's true.
But yet the federal government... acting on behalf of federal government agencies, they don't care that 62% of the people say you don't have my consent.
And I don't really trust these statistical things. You've seen what they can do on like a Jay Leno show, right?
Well, I get where you're coming from. It all depends how you ask the question. But it is true. I think it's true that people would say they don't consent, but ultimately they act like they consent because they do what they're told. They don't disobey. They don't flout the law or whatever. So ultimately, by the fact that they continue to obey means that they are tacitly consenting to being ruled because they're too afraid of whatever the consequence would be for them to act as though they were free people.
Right, and the federal government say that you're tacitly agreeing because you're still within the jurisdiction that they claim.
That's the point. But earlier you accused me of putting words in your mouth. So let me get this straight. You don't believe people have the right to self-ownership?
Oh, no, I do believe in that. Yeah.
Okay. So in a way, you do believe rights exist.
I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. I believe that the idea of rights are a good, valuable idea that people should internalize, that people should act as though that they exist. They don't actually exist because
they're not
just
a tangible thing that you can touch.
It's just an idea, okay? So they don't exist.
It doesn't need to be tangible to exist, right?
I mean, think it does. By definition, in order to exist, something needs to be tangible. Yes.
No, you're confusing the adjective right and right as a noun, right? So how can you have something when it's an adjective? You're calling it. Huh? This is.
What are you talking about?
You're saying
rights
it's the right
noun.
Thing. Yes, rights is a noun, but you're using it as an adjective. Like this is the right thing to do.
No.
Unless if you're talking about the right thing, that is
no,
a noun.
No, you're talking about two different. What you're confusing the idea of rights with the right thing to do. Okay, so there's the right thing to do morally in a given circumstance, and then there's the idea of human rights. Those are two completely different concepts.
I could have sworn that was just the way you just used it.
Nope, I think you're misinterpreting. Thanks for the call, Brian. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Daryl, was I being unclear?
I don't think so, but this is one of the problems with the English language, is to where you have one word that can mean multiple things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's right as in the opposite of left. There's right as in the opposite of wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same thing in either scenario.
And then there's right as in human rights.
Rights as in human rights.
Yeah.
And there really needs to be a different word for each one of those things. But again, English is horrible.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. Doug is in Manchester, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Doug.
Hey, so you already answered my question before about you do believe in rights, but you just see the state doesn't realize them. Am I correct there?
I don't believe in them and that I think that they're real. I like them as a concept, and I support that concept.
Okay.
I think people should support the idea of rights. I think people should respect the idea of rights, even though there's no evidence that they actually exist.
Yeah. I could say you don't exist.
Are you on a really bad phone, like a headset or something like that? It's really hard to understand you.
Can you hear me better?
Not really.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Go back to whatever it was, because now we can barely hear you at all.
Sounds like you're talking through a metal tube.
Yeah, I'm all stuck.
I'm going to give you one more chance. And 3, 2. One. See ya. Sorry, you got to have a good phone if you want to get on the radio. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you've got issues with a bad phone, you can always try Skyping us at Skype username lrn.fm. But, of course, if the microphone on your phone is gunked up or something like that, that's not going to help you either to get on Skype.
Right.
So, yeah, rights. Important concept. It's an important idea that humans have created in order to help humans get along better with one another in the future, in order to help humans grow and interact peacefully with one another so we can be more productive and more creative and respectful towards one another. These are valuable concepts. Government is a dangerous concept that gives humans the idea that it's okay to rule with violence over others. So that's an idea that I would like to destroy. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you. If you want to join us right now, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. To learn more about the idea of authority being just a dangerous idea instead of something that actually is, I recommend Larkin Rose's book, The Most Dangerous Superstition. And what that book is about is the superstition of authority, and he explains why it's a superstition and that, you know, we need to stop believing in that stuff. It's a great book. I read it while I was in jail for civil disobedience. I forget who it was that sent it to me, but thank you to whoever that person was. It's still in the jail, by the way. All the great books that people had donated to me and Rich Paul and Derek J while we were all inside the Cheshire County House of Corrections, they're all still there, and they show up on the book cart. So lots of other of the prisoners there have been enjoying the work of Larkin Rose and Taryn Lupo and other great liberty-oriented authors. Milton Friedman, I believe. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. You can join us here. Any comments further on the issue, Daryl, or should we talk more Myers-Briggs?
Let's talk more Myers-Briggs.
Myers-Briggs, for those of you just tuning in, we started a story a little while back tonight from Vox.com, which is actually really detailed, and we're not going to get into the full thing here in the remaining moments. So we're going to link to the full story over on our Facebook and Twitter, and you can dig into this. In fact, there's data and links to studies in here that, you know, ostensibly prove the claims that the Myers-Briggs test is basically total BS. It was started in the 1940s by a couple of women who had no formal training in psychology. They created this test, which, as Vox points out, uses these false limited binaries to try to categorize people who, when further testing has been done, they found that half of the people who take this test, if they take it a second time within a few weeks, they score differently on the test. Now, your question was, well, how differently do they score? And you'd have to read the studies to get that that level of detail from this. But nonetheless, let's suffice it to say here that the Myers-Briggs test is largely disregarded by psychologists, and they're going into some of the reasons for that. It talks about how this false choice of, you know, you're either yes or no answering these questions throughout this 90-something question test, you know, makes people make hard decisions when they might not necessarily be firmly one direction or the other.
I do think that something that would be a lot more accurate would be have a list of things and say select all that
pick
apply.
All four of the categories in Myers-Briggs, says Vox, suffer from these kinds of problems, and psychologists say they aren't an effective way of distinguishing between different personality types. Quote, contemporary social scientists are rarely studying things like whether you make decisions based on feelings or rational calculus, because all of us use both of these. These categories all create dichotomies, but the characteristics on either end are either independent from each other, or sometimes they go hand in hand. Even the data from Myers-Briggs' own test shows that most people are somewhere in the middle for any one category, and just end up being pigeonholed into one or the other. This is why some psychologists have shifted from talking about personality traits to personality states, and why it's extremely hard to find a real psychologist anywhere who uses the Myers-Briggs with patients. There's also another related problem with these limited choices. Look at, there's a chart that they include here, and you'll notice that words like selfish, lazy, or mean don't appear anywhere. No matter what type you're assigned, you get a flattering description of yourself as a thinker, performer, or a nurturer. This isn't a test designed to accurately categorize people, but rather a test designed to make them feel happy after taking it. And this is one of the reasons it has persisted for so many years in the corporate world, even after being disregarded by psychologists. And the Myers-Briggs provides inconsistent, inaccurate results. Theoretically, people might still get value out of Myers-Briggs if it accurately indicated on which end of a spectrum they were closest for any given category. But the problem with the idea is that the fact that the test is notoriously inconsistent. Research has found that as many as 50% of people arrive at a different result the second time they take the test, even if it's just 5 weeks later. That's because the traits it aims to measure aren't the ones that are consistently different among people. Most of us vary in these traits over time, depending on our mood when we take the test, for instance. We may or may not think that we sympathize with people, but the test simply tells us whether we're thinking or feeling based on how we answer a handful of binary questions with no room in between. Another indicator that the Myers-Briggs is inaccurate is that several different analyses have shown it's not particularly effective at predicting people's success at different jobs. If the test gives people such inaccurate results, why do so many still put stock in it? One reason is that the flattering, vague descriptions for many of the types that have huge amounts of overlap, so many people could fit into several of them. This is called the Forer effect, and it's a technique long used by purveyors of
astrology.
Exactly. Astrology, fortune-telling, and other pseudoscience.
And I didn't know that people were actually putting stock in any kind of personality test of, oh, you scored this, so therefore you must go into this field, and then I'm going to hire you and make you the executive vice president of my company because you scored a certain way on this test.
It's amazing, isn't it? Now, I didn't know that myself, but I know that when I took the test as a kid, it seemed like, yo, this is an authority, right? Like, I was just a kid when I took the test, and, well, there's the results. This is what you are, kid. And that's kind of a dangerous thing, I think.
Yeah.
To pigeonhole someone, especially at an early age, into thinking, oh, well, I'm an introvert, so now I'm an introvert for all time, which I know is not true now.
Right.
But I don't know at what point in my life I gave that idea up. It must have been when I was an adult at some point. The Myers-Briggs test is largely disregarded by psychologists, and all of this is why psychologists, the people who focus on understanding and analyzing human behavior, almost completely disregard Myers-Briggs in contemporary research. Search for any prominent psychology journal for analysis of personality tests, and you'll find mentions of several different systems that have been developed in the decades since that test was introduced, but not Myers-Briggs itself. Apart from a few analyses finding it to be flawed, virtually no major psychology journals have published research on the test. Almost all of it comes from dubious outlets like the Journal of Psychological Type, which were specifically created for this type of research. CPP, the company that now publishes the test, remember they took over during the 1970s, has three leading psychologists on their board, but none of them have used it whatsoever in their research. Carl Thorson, Stanford psychologist and CPP board member, admitted to the Washington Post in an article in 2012 saying, quote, "It would be questioned by my academic colleagues." unquote. Apart from the introversion-extroversion aspect of Myers-Briggs, the newer empirically driven tests focus on entirely different categories. The five-factor model measures people's openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism, factors that do differ widely among people, according to actual data collected. And there's some evidence this scheme may have some predictive power in determining people's ability to be successful at various jobs and in other situations. But one thing it doesn't have is the marketing machine that surrounds the Myers-Briggs. And the Myers-Briggs is useful for one thing, entertainment. There's absolutely nothing wrong with taking the test as a fun, interesting activity, like a BuzzFeed quiz. But there is something wrong with CPP peddling the test as a, quote, reliable and valid, backed by ongoing global research and development investment, unquote. The company makes an estimated $20 million annually with Myers-Briggs as its flagship product. Among other things, they charge between $15 and $40 to each person who wants to take the test, and $1,700 to each person who wants to become a certified test administrator.
I've never paid to take that test.
Yeah, me neither. Why would someone pay this much to administer a flawed test? Because once you have that title, you can then sell your services as a career coach to both people looking for work and the thousands of major companies such as McKinsey & Co., General Motors, and a reported 89 out of the Fortune 100 that use the test to separate employees and potential hires into types and assign them appropriate training programs and responsibilities. Once certified, test administrators become cheerleaders of the Myers-Briggs, ensuring that use of the outdated instrument is continued. If private companies want to throw their money away on Myers-Briggs, that's their prerogative, but about 200 federal agencies also reportedly waste money on the test too, including the State Department and the CIA. The military in particular relies heavily on Myers-Briggs, and the EPA has given it to about a quarter of its 17,000 employees.
Well, I'd rather them pay to administer this test than killing people.
Yeah, well, they're doing that, too. Don't worry. The amount of money they're spending on Myers-Briggs is a drop in the bucket compared to the amount that they're spending on dropping bombs on
people. True, but it's at least, you know, one or maybe two drone operators.
It's 2015. Thousands of professional psychologists have evaluated the century-old Myers-Briggs, almost, found it to be inaccurate and arbitrary, and devised better systems for evaluating personality. Let's stop using this outdated test, which has about as much scientific validity as your astrological sign, and move on to something else. And I have to agree, but I didn't know any of this until I actually happened to stumble across this story on social media the other day. And so thanks to Vox.com for writing that piece up. And I thought it was very well done. We actually did get through the whole thing, but we'll still link to it for you so you can dig into the details because they link to studies. And if you really want to get into the details, you can do that here over at our Facebook and our Twitter. And don't forget to check Daryl out on his website, fpp.cc and fppradio.com. And don't forget to visit freetalklive.com, where you can become an amplifier and help support the show at amp.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.